Yeah. Can I kick it? What's up, everybody? How's it going? I want to keep hearing that. Little Tribe Called Quest to start it out. How's everybody doing? I'm Tom McCaffrey. Welcome to LE2B, Last Exit to Brooklyn. I'm here with, as always, with Eric. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We got some great guests today. Some just best guests.
We got some return guests.
Yeah.
From the Mangina Dialogues podcast, Nick Scopes and Greg Alperin. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Our studio audience, they're just crazy.
Wow, that was wild.
Studio audience, they stop right on a dime.
Yeah. They're well trained. That's good. Love it.
What's going on, you guys? How long has it been since you guys were on? What, like in like 2004?
It'd have been 2006.
Yeah, 2004 when Greg was in his early 40s.
Doesn't it feel like that though? Kind of.
It does, dude. I mean, this has been the world's longest year. I think today's March 2nd. My job shut down last year at March 16th, and I can't believe it's going to be a year. I cannot.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking about that. So it is.
Yeah, it's a year. I remember that last weekend, everyone went out hard when they said everything was going to close on that Monday. And then that weekend in New York City, everyone went out crazy. And that was probably not a good thing.
Yeah, I was at a concert at Madison Square Garden like 2 days before that
week. Were you really? Yeah.
The Allman Brothers 50th anniversary concert.
Wow.
That's true. I forgot about that.
It was the most nerve-wracking experience of my life. And I wasn't sure I was even going to go in until I literally walked in the door. Like, I was with my buddy and we kept bouncing it around. We're like, are we going to go? Are we going to? And finally, we're like, fuck it, let's just go. And we went in, we stayed for the first half. You know, if you're familiar with the Allman Brothers, that's like 2.5 hours. And at the intermission, we're like, all right, let's get the hell out of here. This is crazy.
And this was like,
that was probably the first super spreader right there.
I mean, it was March 11th, I think. March 10th, March 11th. It was literally right before.
And you guys left right before Trump started talking?
Just right before.
Did he stop talking?
Yeah.
And this was back when, this is kind of how I felt the perception at that point was like you would die if you got it, right? Wasn't that kind of like how people didn't know yet, you know what I mean?
It was definitely in the beginning there were like some – there were just some, the media love to push the fear thing, which I understood. They're trying to get people to stay in their homes, but they're like, you know, they said they predicted, I think, 2 million people were going to die. And, you know.
Yeah, but that's exaggerated. That's 2 million people would die if nothing was done. So,
right. No. And plus, let's be real, like science, they just guess. They use the information they currently have to make a hypothesis and guess. That's all. That's
so were you guys, I actually just got the first shot of the vaccine.
You did?
I did. You did too?
No.
No, Nick, did you say you did or not?
No. I got my first shot of estrogen because I'm transitioning.
Okay. All right. So we're on the same page. Pretty much.
I think, Greg, you had it, right?
Yeah. I got it in fucking Florida.
Pussy.
Oh, God.
Where else would you get it, though? Come on.
Over Christmas. And I mean, to be honest, I didn't have it that bad. I mean, I definitely had symptoms, but it wasn't terrible. Like I never was like fearful, oh shit, I really should go to the hospital or anything like that. And my son got it for me and he had it worse, but still nothing, nothing crazy. You know, he had a fever, a high fever and a cough. I just had the chills for a day and then a very small cough and it's been worse for me after. Like I can't go up a flight of stairs without like huffing.
Ooh. Really? So that there has been like after effects a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think everybody who had it kind of has the same after effects, you know.
Do you have the brain fog? Do you have the brain fog? That's like a thing.
A little bit, like just for like the first 2-3 weeks. I mean, I got it over Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. So it's been like, you know, 2 months. So for like the first couple of weeks, yeah, a little bit of brain fog, nothing terrible, just annoyance. And then I was fine, like totally fine for probably till the end of January. And then at the end of January, I was about to go back to the gym and start working out again. And I was like, there's no fucking way. Like,
yeah.
So
were you, when you found, how did you find out because you were having symptoms or how
no,
did you?
No, it's fucking crazy. I literally took a test the morning I left Florida, and I took my, one of my sons to Florida with me, just the two of us went. And we both took a test the morning we were flying out of Florida, you know, so we wouldn't have to come home and quarantine. Got the results back right before we flew, got on the plane to leave, and they were negative. Came home, totally fine. Woke up the next day, went to my office, felt a little weird towards like the middle of the day, went home, was about to go to bed, and all of a sudden just got terrible chills. Terrible. Like, that night. And, you know, went to bed. I'm like, that's weird. Like, never had the chills like this before, but I had just taken a test. I was like, this is just a coincidence. And then the next day I woke up, I started coughing a little bit, called my doctor. They were like, you're probably... you know, it's probably just allergies or something. Give it a couple of days. And I'm like, no, fuck that. Something's not right. So I went and got a test that day at like CVS or something. And I think first thing the next morning when I saw that I got the results back so fast, I'm like, definitely positive. Wow. I was like, definitely. And it was. But my son who was with me, Nick is sick and tired of hearing this.
Yeah.
We shared a bedroom. Like I have a house in Florida. We slept in the same room. We're in the same car, did the exact same thing for 7 days, like 7 days, yeah. Like probably ate this off the same fork and drank out of the same cup. And he never got it. We were not separated.
Yeah. I feel like that happens a lot. So what, I don't know. Like that's so strange to me. You know what I mean? Yeah, like
it's wild.
Did you get it, Nick? Did you get it?
No, some people are just better than others, and I just think I'm better. You know, there's people like Darwinism, right? It's survival right. of the fittest.
Well, there you go. Mystery solved.
Yeah, I'm just too talented and good-looking to get sick, so that's
what it is. The comedy gods were looking over Nick because, God forbid, Nick got sick.
No, but I mean, I've been careful, number one.
How many masks do you wear?
At least, well, I wear one on my face, one on my junk, just in case. And one on my butthole when Greg's
and
around.
One over your head, apparently, from according to that picture.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you like that? Yeah. That's how I was using it. That was in September. But no, I've been careful. But also, I work at a gym as well. It's clean.
Time out. So the assumption is I wasn't careful. Is
that what well,
seems like you were pretty careless.
Wait. You went to Florida. That's it. Number one.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's strike two.
No, I'm just kidding. But number two, what I was going to get to is that, like, you know, a lot of the research has come out that like zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D has all been crucial to people not getting it, or just in general, like just people not getting sicknesses. And I've been taking vitamin D. I'm not kidding. Every day since.
Yeah. So, what about marijuana? Do you remember who you heard early on? I mean, some pothead must have just spread this. Yeah, the marijuana like kind of helps you not get it.
Yeah, it's that in microdosing mushrooms.
Like, yeah,
I think yeah. You're that fine. And jerking off at work.
No, the other shit, I've been taking vitamins for, over 10 years daily. So like, I think that helped a little bit. Even my father, who's 70, he also has been taking vitamin. He's been out working the whole time. I didn't quarantine, do shit. He's been
Do you know anyone that's got, cause I've known people that have gotten it and have said the same thing that you said, Greg, where they're like, yeah, I barely had it. But have you known anyone that's been like, yeah, it was really bad when they
had it? Oh, yeah. One of my friend's parents died. I know a handful of people who've died. And that, I talked to a buddy yesterday who's my a little older than me, had it. He was completely in bed for 3 weeks. I mean, tons. Like half the people, I would say at least half the people I know who have had it, and it's a good amount of people by now, were all totally flat out laid up for weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, and, what's weird is that, since last March, wearing a mask, doing all this stuff, I managed, this is all I got last year, is I got a cold, and I got a 24-hour virus that wasn't COVID.
And so was that after, like, the COVID, it was a thing?
That was October, November of last year.
He also got crabs, and but that's...
How about AIDS? Yeah. You got any AIDS mixed in there?
I wish, bro, because they give you steroids to fucking stay alive. So I wish I get AIDS, but
you'd rather have AIDS now than fucking COVID. Yeah. It's like so curable.
I mean, I don't know. Again, I wore a mask. I did everything the right way, and I got a cold, and then I got some random 24-hour virus that was not COVID. So, like,
and now it sucks. It's like you can't ever like. It seems like if you're ever like have any symptoms of being sick, you immediately or just kind of like, like deny it to people. Like you'll sneeze and you'll be like, no, I'm not, nothing's going on.
I went back to Florida last week because I'm like, fuck it, I'm broke. So I went back to Florida last
week. No one gives a crap in Florida, do they? No one gives a shit.
It is insane.
Like send videos. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I was sending him videos. You got to see this shit. And where I go is that my mom is moving to Florida in a few months. So I was going down to get like the house ready for her. And it's in a retirement community called the Villages, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the big one. Yeah.
The big one, right? So the way that community is set up is it's 50 square miles and it's nothing but old people in golf carts, whipping around, drinking margaritas 24 hours a day.
That's hot.
And there's three centers of town that are like little villages that's nothing but like stores, but mainly bars and restaurants that all have like outdoor patios. And it is wall to wall senior citizens, no masks, just drinking and whooping it up. There's entertainment 365 days a year in their center squares, and it's bands, people are dancing. It's literally like the end of days.
Wow.
Wow.
And I was, when I got sick, I couldn't have been safer. Like, I don't think, right? I wore a mask everywhere I went. We didn't go out that much. And somehow, you know, I caught it either in the airport, coming home, you know, something. But then when I was there last week, I went into a cigar store. I go into a humidor, right? Which by nature is like just, it's like a sweat box.
Yeah.
And that's where he comes in. And I'm on one side and it's not that big. He's on the other side and just sneezes. Doesn't cover his mouth. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Right? If I had not already been sick, I would have lost. I probably would have beat the guy up. I immediately walked out of the room because I'm like, this is fucked. Like, I'm not taking that chance. Right? But they just don't give a shit. They are completely oblivious. And my aunt lives there and her husband's 88 years old. He had a massive stroke last year and he's not in very good shape. So, you know, I was talking to her and I'm like, you know, I hope you guys are careful going out. And she's like, yeah, you know, we go out, you know, we'll go to the car show. We'll go to dinner with our friends. And I'm like, aren't you worried? And I keep telling Nick this. I'm like, she's like, your uncle is 88 years old. Like, look at him. How much more time do you think he has? And I was like,
that's the mentality though. I guess it's like, you know, you only have a couple more good years left, so go for it. But most of the elderly people I know are kind of terrified of it though. Yeah. I think in Florida, it's a whole different thing though.
I would agree with the people in Florida. If I were that age, man, and I'm like in this beautiful retirement community, it's like
it is awesome.
I'm going to kick it anyway at some point. Like, fuck it.
Are they single down there, those people? A lot of them? Are they like banging each other?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, there's, and I don't
Greg got three blowjobs. It was crazy.
Four.
They took their teeth out.
Nobody had teeth. Yeah. You can Google like the Villages STDs and you'll get all these articles that say it's the most amount of STDs per capita anywhere in the country over any college campus.
Wow.
But then there's a whole bunch of people that debunk that. They're like, it's not true. It's a rumor. All right. But I mean, it is kind of like the
thing. Yeah. There goes my appetite.
People, you know, it's a lot of people who are widowed and widowers and tons.
Yeah. I mean, if you're an 88, why wouldn't you just fucking fuck everything? I mean, I guess.
Do you still at that age, do you still want to, you still have a sex drive?
Well, there's a million pills now for everything.
I'm telling you, if I told Nick, I shot him a text while I was down. I'm like, dude, you got to come down here. This shit is crazy. Like it honestly reminds me of, if you've ever been to like hedonism in Jamaica or seen the videos or remember the old spring break, MTV spring breaks.
Girls Gone Wild.
That is what this reminds you of, but just people who are in their 60s and 70s. Like the 80-year-olds, they're not that much.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get gummed by Gam Gam. No. Lord,
you know what's weird? It's like people older are like staying kind of hot. You know what I mean? Like, you see people that are like, you know, getting like, I mean, it's celebrities a lot of times, so they're getting work done. But like, I was watching the Golden Globes and like Jane Fonda, they gave like an award. And I mean, she has to be like 80 or something. I mean, she looked great. So it's fantastic. It's weird. Like you don't really, they were showing during the Golden Globes, they were giving an award to some big guy who like, who was the guy who created All in the Family?
Norman Lear.
Yeah, Norman Lear.
He's like 90-something.
Yeah. And so they were showing clips of like his shows, and it was like, oh, this was TV when like just ugly people were on TV still, you know, like they just looked normal, you know what I mean? And everyone looked so much older, you know. But now
B. Arthur was on one of his shows. I mean, come on, what does that tell you, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like the fact that there was a time where like in the 80s, there was a show about three old women basically who were single. Like imagine trying to pin
that in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. At the Villages.
Golden Girls.
Yeah. Although they're bringing back Sex and the City. So, you know, that's kind of similar.
And I'm sure they all look kind of hot still. So, you know.
They probably do. Yeah. What's her name? I saw her recently. She looks hot. Sarah, Jessica, whatever, Parker.
Can I ask you something? All right. So, Greg, you're wearing a Britney shirt. Are you a fan or did you just see the...
I wore that yesterday. What are you doing, bro?
What's going on? I haven't left my house in like 6 days.
So is that ironic or did you just watch the Britney?
No, I mean, I'm not the world's biggest Britney Spears fan, but I do enjoy Britney. I went to her live show. I've been to like 3 Britney Spears concerts.
Wow.
It was originally Britney Spears and I went to her Vegas show twice.
What do you think about that doc? Either one
did
of you
see
guys.
The doc? Did either
I
of did. You
I thought it? It, I thought it was just sensationalized and kind of shitty. No real point of view. You know, besides Britney's dad controls her money. Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't. One thing I will say about it is I didn't know anything about that. So it was kind of eye opening. It was kind of showing another. So I just kind of, I mean, I never really think about her. So I was like, I was concerned. I was really upset for like half an hour. You know, I was like, wow, that's so fucked up. And then immediately I just forgot about it. But, you know, it's like, man, that's so messed up. But then I'm like, well, what am I going to do about it? Yeah. Like,
well, I don't know.
I want to remember her as is. I want to remember her as.
Well, you know what?
Giving me my first erection when I was like.
Watch the special that she did before she did her Vegas show. They did a whole like docuseries about her prepping for the Vegas show she did, and it was really good. Like,
oh really?
Old Britney. Yeah.
Well, it also like showed me. It made me. I never really thought anything of her. I mean, I thought she was hot, but I wasn't like really hot for her. Yeah. But then
I always thought Aguilera was hotter. To me, Christina Aguilera
was a little dirtier. That's why she was more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Britney was like, I don't fuck anyone. Aguilera was like, I just blew someone like this morning.
Yeah, she's like, I'll suck you dry. You got that. And then when that Dirty video came out, oh my God.
Yeah. And Jessica Simpson, I thought was like one of the hot, was hotter too.
I'll tell you a funny Jessica Simpson story. So back in the early 2000s, I started a music magazine and I ran it for like 10 years. So one of the, you know, we covered almost every major show that came through New York City. And we every year did the Z100 Jingle Ball.
Oh my God. Yeah, I remember that.
So one year it was Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore.
They were all basically the same person, right?
Yeah, no, but it was Destiny's Child, Sugar Ray, whatever.
Yeah. So, Sugar Ray.
So oh Jessica Simpson's on stage and she's doing her whole thing and she's wearing these super duper tight leather pants, right? Mm-hmm. And she turns around, does something, splits her pants right down the center, right? And she's now on stage and she's completely exposed. And the photographers are still there shooting pictures because typically the photographers are in for like the first three songs, 15 minutes and then out. But because of the way the show runs, you're kind of just stay there, right? Because it's constantly bands flipping. So immediately after that happened, they dragged all the photographers off and I'm there with them. And they literally either took your film or made you sign these documents that said you will never publish these pictures because
really?
People had photos of Jessica Simpson's crotch exposed.
Really? So yeah. So those pictures basically never made it out anywhere. Never.
I have some still.
Yeah.
They're not like great money shots, but they're still pretty good pictures.
Was this around the time
and if
where
you
that
subscribe
was kind
to
of...
our Patreon, we'll show them to you, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to get more Patreon people.
We're trying to get more. People are very into Jessica Simpson.
I'm sure the limitations has run out on that by now, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because
she's probably happy if anyone wants to see it now, anyway.
Yeah, I would still want to see it. Yeah.
What's your opinion on Jessica Simpson's vagina?
Probably sure great.
You get asked this every day.
Probably great. I mean, she was. I think now she's not as cute as she was, but yeah, back in the day, she's blonde, so it's probably like nice, like pink. You know what I mean? It's probably like cute.
I'll tell you, funny to continue with Jessica Simpson. For you know, she's got this big line of fashion apparel and handbags and stuff. And they're based in my office building in the city, or they were. So whenever she was very active in that company. So whenever she would come in, there'd always be this commotion in the building, Jessica Simpson's, and it was a small building, like 15 stories. Mm-hmm. Jessica Simpson's in the building, Jessica Simpson. And I would come down and be like, I could care less. I have a roll of film at home that'll
spank bank right there.
Well, she was like kind, she I felt like was the hottest one, but she, I feel like she had the least success as like a,
well, she kind of got into acting more. She was like the Daisy Duke, remember? Wasn't she?
Well,
Daisy
she, Duke, yeah, she was, but I feel like the big thing with her was the reality. She got in early on the reality show stuff with her.
What was the one that she did?
It was her and her husband, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Nick
yeah.
Lachey. It was Nick Lachey, right?
From yeah. yeah. And that was kind of,
he's hot. You want to talk about hot?
He's hot. I have some crotch shots of him from a concert he did.
Now we're talking, dude.
He actually took some crotch shots of me one night. But
I've seen them.
Yeah, they're yeah. pretty.
It was a real low point for Nick Lachey. I remember that.
And it's like, it was part of why they broke up.
Yeah, I saw it on TMZ. Yeah.
So,
I heard Sugar Ray. You met him, Sugar Ray. You said
no. They were just at that show.
Oh, okay. No, I was reading something about Sugar Ray. He's big on Cameo right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's. Some of these Cameo celebrities now would do breakup videos. Have you read about this?
Where
you pay them, obviously it's Cameo, and for $50 they will break up with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. They'll do it for you. And he's like apparently really into
it. Sugar Ray, I guess, isn't together anymore.
I don't know if they are, you know, the
I meant Mark McGrath, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Talks about Sugar Ray is they were actually a really good, like aggressive band before they became pussies.
Right. Yeah,
so if you, like, go back and listen to their very first record. They're pretty aggressive. They're not as like movie teenage bop bullshit.
You mean like before they had like their hits like "I Want to Fly"?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was the song "Every Morning." Remember that one?
Yeah, way before. Like not way before, yeah. but before that.
And what was that other song they made? We're Pussies Now. you know, I thought they were like, they had a few good songs. You know what I mean? I wasn't like a huge fan of it, but I mean that Fly song I thought was like a good song. You know what I mean?
You know what, next time they come around with that other band, with what was that other band that was like popular at the time with them?
Sublime?
It's not Sublime, no. The other guy that makes all those,
they Smash Mouth.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll make sure you get front row.
Really?
He was the guy, also the Smash Mouth guy. Remember last year he went to that Sturgis rally, the one that was like the super spreader in like South Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he got some shit for that. I guess he's not scared of COVID.
Okay. So I know you guys didn't. All right. So before we started, I mentioned the Golden Globes were just on and no one really watched it, but right before I mentioned it, Greg, you said you used to live in the hotel where they do it.
Yeah. The Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills.
And that's where they've always done it?
Yeah. I mean, since it's got to be, I mean, probably in history, because they've been doing that show there since I was a teenager, right? So like 1927.
right before the market crashed. Like,
yeah, right before the Great Depression.
Right before film was invented.
And they stopped selling alcohol in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they did. I used to go there and we would be there for that show. And, you know, just
were you ever able to go to the show?
No, God, no, no.
Did you ever watch any of those award shows? That's kind of what I like about this, COVID thing is like, it's made those even less, relevant.
I've always watched it. I watched most of the award shows. I watched probably half. I watched until Jane Fonda came out, did her thing. And then I think the last thing I saw was actually the Norman Lear presentation. And then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I used to watch the MTV awards, like the music awards and the movie awards.
I like the movie ones because they had dumb categories, right?
They were so fun. Like,
well, they were, and then they just like, then they started making them like a real show. I'm trying to remember.
Then they started making them a social justice fucking bullshit. Like,
well, it was funny because they started
most diverse casts or whatever the fuck.
Right. And then I put it on like 3 years ago and like, when I put it on, there were like a bunch of 11-year-olds on stage accepting an award. I was like, yeah, I officially cannot watch MTV anymore.
You've aged out. We've aged out.
And I mean, not even like, I mean, I understand aging out, but it was like 11-year-old. I mean, come on. It's like, this is insane. Who's the fucking, like when I was watching it, you could still be in your 20s and like watch MTV. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
But
I think the MTV awards and all that shit really went off, you know, jumped the shark for me in like the mid 2000s when music really changed and it really went the true, like so hardcore pop after the boy bands and then all this real shitty hip hop music and, you know, and it just for me died. Like I turn it on and I have no idea like who any of these people are, you know.
Well, MTV, if you ever watch MTV anymore, there's nothing music on that channel at all. It's all like shows like Ridiculousness and they just have reruns of The Office and shit. It's not even like a real network.
Yeah. And it's weird how that, I was trying to figure, I guess it was like the mid thousands. Are you guys into hip hop music?
Yeah. Classic hip hop. Sure.
Cause I just watched something on, I think it was FX and it's called, Hip Hop Underground or something, and it's all about kind of the guys behind the scenes. It's like the like these kind of gangster drug dealer guys who kind of funded a lot of rappers, and it's a bunch of like OGs, and they're talking about how hip hop has changed so much and is really shitty now because it's all about like social media and Instagram stuff, just people doing crazy things to get attention. And they kind of talk about how, like, do you know that Tekashi guy?
And the name, yeah.
Yeah, it's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
They just made a couple of documentaries about him. He kind of like, he was a big hip hop guy who like was affiliated with the Bloods, and then he snitched on everybody, you know, and the whole thing is you're not supposed to snitch on anyone. And so he got out of jail after like 8 months. And all the Bloods like went to jail. So they were kind of talking about how the whole like there's no integrity in hip hop anymore. You know what I mean? There's no code to it. And I think that's true just in general in life.
Go ahead.
Just like, you know, with social media and all that, it just seems like there's no like, no one's following any codes, or it's just everyone's kind of like, fuck you. And like the meaner you are, the more attention you get. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm getting old where I'm at that thing where I'm like, the world's like seems mean now. Do you notice that at all? Or is that just my imagination?
No, you're a pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
But I think I go back and forth about it too, all the time. Like things are different now, right? There's not like, if we want to use comedy as an example, like there's not just getting on Johnny Carson. Like that was what you needed to do to get a TV show, to make it. Now you have a successful podcast, or you have a good YouTube channel, or you're a famous TikToker. You could sell tickets anywhere. And then it's like a shortcut, but it's in the creator's control, which is cool, I think. But I'm with you. Like, I guess, I don't know. I it's funny to think like, yeah, there's no integrity in rap. It's like a lot of those dudes came from bad neighborhoods. And like,
no,
Biggie did all that shit. Biggie sold crack. Like they all had, that's just what it was in their area. Like that's
no, I even when I said that, it sounded ridiculous, but they were saying how there's just no,
that's just what the older generation always says about the younger generation.
I know. Always. That's what I mean. Like I'm old now where I'm
there
like,
is
these
a,
kids.
There's what are a, they? Here, I'll tell you this. There's a, I think it was Life Magazine. It was 1968. This came out, Life Magazine issue. My father, who's going to be 71 this month, graduated high school in 1968. Okay. The cover of the Life Magazine was this kid, hippie kid. And the title, I think, was like, how is this generation ever going to make it? Like, they're not. And it's like, they're the baby boomer generation. They've done very well. It's just the generation before that that fought in World War II and saw some horrible shit that was like, oh, these kids smoking weed and fucking each other. What do they know about? And it's like, yeah, it's a different time. Like it's just
I know that's it's like when I was a kid and it was like MTV was gonna
right.
ruin
but
us.
I think
like,
there was a time in this history like the baby boomers, they might have had an easy time of it, at least white people did, because back in that day, 50s and 60s, like people like I had relatives, parents and stuff like that, they would go to college for fucking free. You know, and yeah, then they
I
would
know
rent.
That's insane. My dad went to law school for free.
Yeah, my parents
that's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Because he was in the Army and he went on the GI Bill. But I mean, yeah, that's fucking insane. So.
Yeah, not leaving your starting your life with $200,000 in debt. That's a big fucking advantage. Huge advantage.
Yeah, it's a whole different world now.
And what you were saying, Nick, with like everything, like TikTok and all these different outlets, like used to be. That's one thing that I'm grappling with because it's so different when we were younger, where there were like three channels, so everyone was watching the same thing. Everyone was aware of like pop culture events. Now it's like I'll hear of rappers and like I was watching a show and they're talking about Nipsey Hussle as this big like figure in hip hop. He was killed like 2 years ago and he was almost kind of like a new Tupac. And I was like, I've never even fucking heard of this guy. This is insane. And it's just like, it's so fractured because there's so many ways to watch things. So no one is watching the same thing. You know what I mean?
But definitely when you have more outlets and more places, it waters down anything. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, if you can watch and, you know, on YouTube and TikTok and Snapchat and all these places and 4,000 channels on cable and a
Clubhouse,
million places,
that's the new one.
You know, like it just waters down everything, right? So when, you know, you had MTV, you know, not that long ago, 20 years ago, there was no other network that did anything relating to pop culture and music. VH1, obviously, same thing. Mm. You know, they sensationalized an East Coast, West Coast rap war, right? Which, you know, obviously there was some beef, East Coast, West Coast, but that was it. And that's what people, you know, pick sides. And it's what made people Tupac fans, you know, diehard Tupac fans and diehard Biggie fans. And, you know, Puff Daddy was somewhere in the fucking middle that most people didn't like. Yeah. It was like hip hop, you know, shit, whatever. And now there is nothing. There's no way to further like a beef. Yeah, sure. Drake might say something derogatory about fucking who the hell knows in a rap song, but it's not the same thing when you had, you know, truly sides, you know.
Yeah. People were actually murdering each other too.
Well, that's it was such a, you know, talking to, you know, people who maybe, you know, weren't alive at that point, like, When I think back to that time with Biggie and Tupac, it's kind of like, yeah, there was a time where like celebrities were getting murdered by like other celebrities. Like, because that was kind of the rumor that, you know, it was like that Suge Knight or Puffy had something to do with, you know, that Suge Knight had something to do with killing Tupac or Biggie. And so that was like a thing where that's how crazy it was, the culture was. Now it's like the big rap beefs will be like, oh, he tweeted at Meek Mill or like he put a video up saying like, oh, you're a loser. You know what I mean? So, and that's the thing is I know it's like I'm older and I remember these times. It's just, it's weird being that guy now where everything is so different. And it's like the newness of everything is so overwhelming to me now. Like all the content, like people are like, have you watched this show? You're going to watch this show. It's the greatest show in the world. Well, and like, I think I'm like eight shows behind. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think more, the more frustrating thing is how quick the technology moves. Like in 2 years, TikTok may not even be a thing. It might be Periscope.
Yeah. I'll tell you the strength of some of this shit is pretty fucking crazy. Right. So, you know, you guys know we book and run shows out here in Connecticut and we're booking some serious fucking talent. Right. So, you know, we have two rooms, one big theater, one like bar show kind of room, but we've booked, you know, Rich Voss and Cypher Sounds and Mark Norman all at this bar room, right? And this TikTok girl hit me up and she was like, oh, I'm from Stamford, Connecticut. You know, I have 1.5 million followers on TikTok. Wow. I do some stand-up comedy. I'd love to do a show in your room. So we're like, all right, you know, whatever. So we give this girl a show on a Thursday, Friday night. And I'm, you know, just to see how it goes. Now, mind you, we had Don Jameson, Rich Voss, Cypher Sounds, and Mark Norman all booked and, you know, selling tickets. This girl goes up. We put her show on sale. She sold out in one day.
Wow.
In one day. And Mark, Rich, Don still, you know, haven't sold out. And those shows, I mean, they haven't happened yet. Neither has this girl. She sold that in one power TikTok. And I don't even know if she does stand-up comedy.
She hasn't done it. So it hasn't gone on yet, the show, right?
No, it's in like a month.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting.
I mean, she's very popular on TikTok and she's very funny. I don't want to take anything away from her. She definitely has a good niche on what she does. But, you know, if you Googled her, you'll find her TikTok. You won't find stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know who loves that story? You know who loves that story? Comics who've been doing comedy for 15 years. They love to hear that shit. Great.
I know, of course.
But yeah, that's what I mean. It's just so like, and it's hard to keep up with everything. And like I was saying, like with, you know, look, thinking back to like when I was young, or not even like that long ago, where it was just, I would watch TV. I would watch the same episodes of TV shows over and over because there was nothing else on. Now it's like, hey man, this is the greatest show in the world. You know, I'm like, I've never heard of that show. Everyone says it's the best show that's ever happened. I'm like, I've never heard of it. I'm on like nine. Like I just started watching Lost.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very behind.
You're going old school, huh?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we just started the Munsters. It was really interesting.
Yeah, don't ruin it for me. It gets good like about eight episodes in. Well, I miss shows where like you could just start the show at any like in season six and you're totally caught up. You know what I mean? Like Three's Company, you didn't have to watch like all first four seasons to like.
Yeah, Friends, you could jump in at any time on Friends. Really, even Friends.
Yeah,
they
Friends.
Have,
Friends. Yeah. Yeah. But now it's like there's shows where it's like Lost is like if I leave the room for 2 minutes and I come back, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. There's like four.
Well, they tell you in the name of the show, if you don't stay on top of it, you're going to be fucking lost.
I know. I'm lost at the end of every fucking episode. So.
Are you guys watching any shows now?
Nick only watches The Sopranos. Nick is just great Sopranos.
It's been a real issue. It's been a real problem for me. I'm on my third time through the series.
All right, I have a Sopranos question. Actually, if you're a big Sopranos fan, Nick,
I am. Yes.
If you can pick one episode, if someone never saw the show and they can only watch one episode, what would that episode be? I can tell you my choice.
Oh, dude, that's so.
I'll tell you mine.
Go ahead.
When they whack Big Pussy.
Okay.
Thanks for ruining it. I haven't watched it.
Like, no, I don't like that one because it's too like. What do you call it? It's too like he has like
emotional.
I hate the dream shit that he goes in and out of dreams. I hate those episodes. I'm just like, okay, I get it.
He whacked his best friend.
Yeah,
I know. No, I would say. I mean, I just watched the Pine Barrens.
That's
one.
It. That's the episode. The Pine Barrens, which directed by Buscemi, is only it can be. It's almost a little movie. Like if you never saw the show. And I showed it to someone who never saw the show. They're like, oh, this is great. And they didn't have to know anything about
it. Yeah, but did he direct it while he was still, when he was on it?
No, it was before.
It was before he got on it. But no, the Pine Barrens one, it's funny because sometimes I strategically watch, like I'll watch Sopranos during the day sometimes, like an episode, you know, once in a while. But at
do you
night,
really keep watching it?
Oh, so
yeah. Yeah.
And then, so great.
And then at night, I try to watch something like fucking dumb, like funny and stupid or like a podcast just so I could go to sleep. But like the Pine Barrens episode is like, it's not too ridiculous. Like it's not too dramatic or where like you feel bad for a character or someone's, you know, whatever. Like it's a great one. It's like a standalone. Like you said, you could just watch it. You could see the dynamics between everybody. It's like
pretty
funny.
Much know what's kind of going on and. When you don't have to, but I always, that episode's funny too. Like a lot of Sopranos episodes, like people forget that that's a funny show.
Very
there's like a
funny.
Lot, there's a lot of comedy. In it
must have been all that murdering people.
Yeah. It was, well, like Steve Sciarippa, who played Bobby Bacala and the guy who played Christopher Moltisanti, Michael Imperioli, they were on Rogan. And when at first they were talking about reading the script the first time and they were like, is this like a comedy or like, like they didn't know what they were getting into. Like everyone, even Gandolfini was like, he said on set, like the first day he's looking around and he goes, I'm looking around all these bald, fat guineas. And I was like, this ain't getting on TV. There's no way. Like, there's no way this is going to get on TV.
Well, when they first, I remember when it first came out, when they were marketing it, when the promos, it looked kind of like a comedy. Cause it was like,
It also came out right after Analyze This too, so that people got confused a little
bit.
And
also they played up the whole like he's, you know, he's a mob guy, but he's going to, you know, therapy, and so it was kind of like different that way. And
it definitely was. That was definitely a good thing that helped. But like, yeah, there's some stuff. It's very cartoonish. Like Silvio, like Silvio's hair and the way he looks, you're like, like that's the show. Everything else in the show is perfect. His look is the only thing where I'm like, ah, what are they doing with this? Like, is this, I don't know, but it's a phenomenal show.
Are you a Sopranos fan, Greg? Are you a big Sopranos fan?
I mean, I watched it when it was on, right? But I have not gone back through the seasons like Nick has.
If there's a show you had to pick as your, I mean, your favorite of all time, what would it be? Or is there even one?
You know, it's funny. There's a few shows that I are definitely my top shows. I can't pick one, but the top three for me are The Office, Californication, and Episodes.
Wow, those are very original answers.
Yeah, I like The Office as well. The Office was, I've watched
the American one or the American one.
Fuck yeah. The British one.
Yeah, I don't watch anything with accents.
I know they're like, it's the original. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. The timing's off. Like, I miss half the shit. I know it's English, but like,
dude, I had the same. Everyone was always like, this is the great. And I watched it like twice. I was like, I don't know.
It's always those assholes that were like, no, this is like the original. Like, I liked it first. And like, this is like deeper cuts than the American ones. Like, shut up.
2 weeks ago, I tried to watch the first couple episodes of The British Office, and I honestly, I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch two episodes because I'm not bullshitting you. I cannot watch anything that are period pieces that have like deep accents. Like, I can't do it. I cannot do it. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to try. I got 10 minutes into the original Office, and I'm like, no fucking way.
At least don't you try to watch it with subtitles? That's how I do it.
No, I can't. Subtitles on English?
Yeah, I tell you that if you watch The British Office with subtitles, you'll enjoy it much more.
If you don't like things with accents, then you definitely should not have watched the Golden Globes on Sunday. every fucking person who won was British. It was almost like a joke. I was like, are they not giving Americans awards anymore?
Not this year, the first two
guys that won, I forgot what the first two awards were, and I don't know what they even were nominated for, but I was like, what the fuck is that guy taught? Is he speaking English? What are they speaking?
Like, it got ridiculous. They'd be like, and the winner is for the movie America the Beautiful. And then the guy'd be like, hello, thank you very much for giving me this great award. You know, and I was like, what the fuck? What is this? And then it was the first eight awards were all gave to black people and everyone on the show. And I was like, all right, dude, we get it. Like, you're not racist. Like, you're proving to me you're not fucking racist.
But they are, because they didn't have anyone in the Academy.
But I know that's what they were. I mean, but I guess they're like, but no, look, but there's black people that we're going to give the award to.
Dude, one show I loved. I mean, I liked The Office, but also I don't know if you guys remember Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched it.
A lot of people, I like that show, but a lot of people said it was a little disappointing, that it was like a little slow moving. And I agree with that a little bit.
It was at points. I mean, no doubt. But that was one of my favorite. I mean, The Office, I watched a few times through. Sopranos a few times.
Did you ever watch The Wire?
Everyone tells me to watch that. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Everyone loves that show, but no one's seen it. So that's one of those shows.
That's another one that for years, everyone's like, the best, you know, not like, oh, it's good, best show ever made. Yeah. During the quarantine, did you want, during the quarantine, I was like, I'm going to watch it. I watched two seasons. I was like, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
I tried to watch the first episode and I didn't get through it. And it's actually kind of funny because like years ago, I was consulting at this entertainment company and one of the guys they represented was the guy, Michael, who's on the show. He's like one of the main guys with the big scar on his face.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I'm like, okay, I got to watch this show. I got to watch this show. And I've been saying it every time I go onto my Netflix. I'm like, I'm going to download The Wire. I probably downloaded it 20 times. And I got through like the first episode. I'm like, I can't. I just can't.
I want to tell Tom's favorite show. You have a new favorite show too, right? He's a big fan of Bridgerton. I don't know if you heard of that show.
Yeah.
Tom loves Bridgerton.
I knew it, dude.
Doesn't that just sound boring, that show? I don't even know.
I heard it's all sex or something, but I don't like.
Yeah.
I heard that about Game of Thrones. Everyone was like, there's so much sex. I finally watched it. I thought it was good. There's really not a lot of sex.
early on, there's a lot of sex.
I mean, but the thing is, like, with sex now, it's like you can just go on the internet and find sex.
Really? You know what I mean? What do you mean?
I don't need to watch a show for 9 years to watch, like, you know, sex.
The funny thing about Game of Thrones is I never watched it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go watch Game of Thrones, right? I'm going to try to get through Game of Thrones. Of course, it's got everything that I can't do, right? Period pieces, accents, midgets, like all the shit I can't do in this show. So, but I like Jason Momoa. He is honestly one of the funniest people in person I've ever been. He's so funny. I'm like, all right, wow. I'm going to watch this show. And at the time, he already had played Aquaman, right? So in the DC universe. And I'm trying to watch this show, and all I picture is fucking Aquaman in Game of Thrones, and I couldn't do it. Like, I just
you thought he was funny. I don't even think he speaks in Game of Thrones. He doesn't speak English.
At least the episode I saw, he doesn't speak anything. He just is with that girl, and he's like banging her in some place. And I'm like, I can't get around this. It's Aquaman. So I couldn't do it. I just can't watch it.
Yeah, I watched it during the quarantine. But this is what I was going to ask you. So, like, is there a show, I just said The Wire, but, like, where that everyone was told you is the greatest show or is thought of as one of the greatest shows, and you tried to watch and you were just like, I don't get this. Like, I know Game of Thrones was kind of like that, but
definitely is there Game of Thrones? But also, and I haven't watched it because I know I can't, but everyone is saying how great The Queen's Gambit is.
I saw that.
Right?
It sounds boring.
No, it sounds unbelievably boring. I don't even know how I started watching it, but it actually is good.
Yeah, it's good. I expected more, though. I expected something way worse to happen. Like, just her trajectory, and I was like, oh, someone's going to fucking die, or like...
Yeah, but you're a Sopranos fan. You want...
that's why I was coming off Sopranos. I was like,
when are they going to kill Big Pussy?
Yeah. No, you know what I watch at night to fall asleep? You'll laugh. New Andy. Girl.
Oh, boy.
I love New Girl. It's so stupid.
Is that kind of like it's that so generation's dumb, Friends, kind of?
Yeah, in a way. It's so dumb.
I think for me, a huge guilty pleasure is Friends. I really like Friends a lot.
I can't watch it anymore. Like, you know what show like that I used to like? Do you remember the show? It was only on a short period of time. Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Was that good?
I thought it was great, and I like that girl who was in it. I don't remember her name.
Yeah, she ended up being on Monk. Her name was Taylor or something.
Oh, yeah, Taylor something or other. Yeah.
When Friends came out, there was a lot of knockoffs, and this one was like the one that did probably the best, because Ryan Reynolds, it was like his first big role.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, and then I think on the show, there was two guys and a girl in a pizza place, and then they retooled it, and they got rid of the pizza place. And I remember Saturday Night Live did some sketch where they fired the pizza place from the show. It was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Two guys and a girl. They changed the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they told the pizza place, they're like, you're not working out. We're just going to keep it two guys and a girl. It
sucks. Like, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Tom, what about you?
What, like a show that I like that I didn't like that everyone loved?
Yeah.
I mean, the main one I can think of is The Wire, and also I never got into The Office. I don't know why the new one. I mean,
I thought it was dumb at first too. I did not like it for a few years.
I think the reason I hated it out the gate was because when everyone jumps on something immediately, I'm always like, yeah, this can't be good. So like with South Park, when that became like a huge phenomenon right out the gate, I like wouldn't watch it. I never watched it. And then
greatest shows ever?
Well, but do you know who Kurt Metzger is?
Yeah.
So I did The Road with him once, and he was like, oh, we got to watch that. And I was like, yeah, I never got into it. I tried to watch it a little bit early on and I hate it.
South Park?
And he said, he goes, the first like four seasons are bad, but then it gets good. So that might be a show that like is good now. It must be good, right? Because those guys, I mean, they did, aren't they the Book of Mormon guys?
Yeah.
I mean, they're clearly talented.
They're fucking incredible. They're
did you see like the last one I saw, I think was a COVID episode or something, and they had one of the characters fucking a bat, and that was fucking awesome.
I saw that. Yeah. I don't watch it. I've actually never seen sat through an entire South Park episode ever. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces and clips and shit, but I've never sat through it. I've never been a person to watch animation at all. Like,
yeah, I'm not. And also the animation's bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think cartoons, as a kid, I never watched cartoons. The only thing I can remember actually watching were the Flintstones and the Jetsons, and that's it. Like,
right.
Never watched Beavis and Butthead, never watched South Park, never watched The Simpsons, Family Guy. Like, I just never got into it.
But watched a lot of gay porn.
Like, it's amazing. If it's cartoons in gay porn, I'm in. It's
awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, a lot of animated gay porn. So I just was rewatching Beavis and Butthead like 2 days ago. It's on some like some app I have. And that's a show I really like. But this, what did you think? This is one of my favorite shows of all time. And I think it might be because I was groomed on it, was MASH. And I feel like a lot of people like my age group don't like MASH. Did you like it?
No.
Why? What is it you don't like about it?
I don't know. Like, I used to remember coming home from like high school and was on at like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
Like every day. Mm-hmm. And I just never watched it. I tried. I never got into it. Like, I didn't like the characters. It just didn't really speak to me. Like, I watched Three's Company, The Jeffersons, you know, like different, like those are the things I would watch.
When I loved those too. Do you ever go back and, because I do this all the time, I go back and rewatch those shows just to see my take on them now. Like Three's Company, I was watching the other day just to, and it's unbelievable, that show. It's literally just him falling every episode. Yeah. That's like the whole show.
I if it's on and I stumble on it, I'll watch it. Right. But like, there's certain things that I used to watch as a kid. Like, I would watch like What's Happening and Sanford and Son and like that slew of shows. And now when they come on, it, I can't even watch it because the quality is so shitty.
Yeah. Cause it's like, it's also like, that's what shows were at that time. And then everything changed and they're just good. When you watch them now, like in comparison to like something like Seinfeld, where when Seinfeld kind of like revolutionized it with like so many different plot lines, where like shows were just basically one plot and that was the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, just be like one thing happened and that was it. So, and I never liked Sanford and Son. Eric, did you leave?
Cool. I'm fucking sick of these videos, dude.
I guess he went to the bathroom or something.
No, I'm here. My video popped off for a minute. So,
no, it's cool. Your screensaver is some guy that's not you.
Great teeth, by the way. That guy had great teeth.
It's for the virtual shows.
Smile.
Yeah. So when you do a virtual show and you don't want to put your video on, it looks like someone's laughing. So that's why I do it.
It was flawless. You couldn't even tell that you had laughed.
Yeah. Great laugh,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, we had no idea.
All right. So I think we got to wrap this up. But
yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want? Can you recommend anything to watch? Are you watching anything right now? Have you seen anything recently?
I'll tell you what I just watched, because I don't have cable when I'm in Florida. So I stream everything. So I basically watched.
You're in Florida now, right now.
No. When I was last week.
Okay.
So I watched, because I never watched before. And, you know, we have, you know, obviously, like you guys, you know, comedians on and stuff, that a lot of them have been on Roast Battle. I never watched the series before. So I watched all three seasons of Roast Battle last week, and it was fucking great. Like, if you haven't watched the Jeff Ross, you know, Roast Battle on Comedy
Central, yeah, those ones. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good.
I've seen like specific battles.
Yeah, they're the ones that they just had the comedy clubs, and then they had that show that they actually, it was like more professional.
Was there a specific battle you can remember that stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, there was so many, but there was the one I think is great, because it's clearly like they, you know, rap, the battles are all, you know, usually it's friends.
Was it Gallagher and Gallagher 2?
Yeah. No, it was Mark Normand versus Tony Hinchcliffe. And
I've seen that
it
one.
It was like kind of vicious, and you could just kind of tell they didn't like each other. And then Joe List against Sarah, you know, husband versus wife.
Yeah, I saw that one too. Yeah.
I saw Sam Morril and Joe Mackey. I know they're friends, and they
that was good.
Yeah, that was kind of that was
well, the Sam Morril and Steve Renazzisi one was pretty funny.
But that was painful to watch.
It was, but that's kind of why I liked it.
A bunch of 9/11 jokes.
It's also amazing how Steve Renazzisi just messes up out the gate, and then someone critiques Sam by saying you did a lot of 9/11 jokes, and he's like, well, I mean,
you know, elephant in the room, right?
Well, he's like, if I'm battling, he said, I forgot, like Epstein or something, like I'm not, or who was the guy who molested all the kids?
Weinstein. I know. Oh, no, what? Epstein.
No, yeah. It was someone else. It was like the coach at the college.
Sandusky.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, you're not going to do jokes about, like, you know, his personality or something.
How did we forget about Sandusky? We're forgetting pedophiles are being replaced by new pedophiles.
I know. They're like, did you get all your trading cards in? That's what I
know. I was going to say that he's like 8 pedophiles ago.
Yeah.
This is my last thing I'll ask you. So do you have any opinion of the whole Cuomo thing that's going on right now? Or like,
I'll tell you what my opinion is. Nick's opinion, I know, is he doesn't give a shit. Right, Nick?
No, you go first. I'll... Okay.
So my opinion is this. I think it's... This is going to probably come off sounding terrible, but I don't mean it to. I think it's kind of bullshit, right? Like, they showed a picture today of him holding this girl's face, right? And that he touched her lower back. I mean, you know, come on. And I only compare it to one thing. You just went through 4 years of a guy who said, I'm going to go grab her pussy, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how anything could be worse than that. And no one forced him to do anything. He went on to win the presidency, and people love that guy like he's a fucking second coming of something great. So, yeah, if he actually sexually assaulted someone, sure. You know, it's a problem.
Yeah, I agree. It's really annoying. Nick, you say you're, but like, They put a thing up where they were like a quote that says like eat the whole sausage, like that he said that to someone. And then I saw the video and he says eat the whole sandwich because this woman's eating a sandwich. And then he goes, yeah, it's sausage. And I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't eat the whole sausage. You're making it sound like he said eat the whole sausage.
But no,
I'm with Greg on this, dude. It's too much. It's too much nowadays. Like let's talk about two comics, right? Like a D'Elia and fucking Callan, what happened with them.
Yeah.
Some serious accusations, especially on Callan's side, right? This is 20 years ago. I don't think she's pressing charges. She just wanted to ruin his career. So, I mean, like, what are we doing here? Now it's just, you could just put out an article. Or even D'Elia, they said he was grooming underage girls. It's not true. That dude... Girls love that dude. Every time he landed in a city, he had 50 DMs from 50 different girls. He didn't check all their ages immediately. And there's proof of him talking to someone. She's like, I'm young. And he's like, oh shit, never mind.
And then he found
an email from that same girl when she's like, I'm 21 now. We could fuck, whatever. Yeah. It's like, people just want to be a part of a community and shit. Like if there's actual sexual assault that's happening, horrible. It's horrible. Right? It's not good. But to just be able to ruin someone's life by a tweet or saying, this guy said this to me once in my DMs, like, unless there's charges being pressed, like, you can't, what are we doing
here? And what they're doing now, and they did it with Cuomo, and it was like, oh, this is how they're going. Where with the first scandal, they were trying to get him, and then now bringing these out on top of it, it's like, this is what's going to ruin him. Like, oh, now there's women. What?
It's totally absurd. I mean, honestly, you take Al Franken, right? Which
that was fucking insane.
The guy took a picture when I think he was not even in Congress. He was a comedian going to a comedy show with other comedians, and he jokingly took a picture of him making believe he was grabbing some girl's boobs, and he resigns from fucking are you fucking kidding me?
There was a thing, though, when that Me Too thing first happened, there was like a 6 to 8 month period. It was like the first wave, and everyone was getting wiped out, whether you rape someone or whether you squeeze someone at someone's ass. So it was unlucky for him, I think, because I think if that shit came out now, he would have skated. But I think in that first wave, everyone remembers what happened when that Me Too thing first started happening. Everyone was going down.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think it's because the the Democrats were trying to take the absolute highest road they could and say, look, we're better than the Republicans and Donald Trump because he did all this shit and they didn't do anything. Look at how we're going to handle it. We're so much better and higher, you know, higher moral standard than these guys. And they were willing to sacrifice one of their best fucking assets in Congress over it.
That's what's annoying watching.
Right, but I also think that it wouldn't have blown up to the level.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, at that point, I think I agree with actually everything you're saying. I like Franken, but there was a time when it was just, I remember, it's like it was crazy, especially in the comedy community.
No, it almost became like a game show every week. It was like, who is it this way? I mean, it kind of became like salacious for me. The other thing about Cuomo is like the first scandal, people have explained it to me. I still don't really understand it. I know what he did, but the underreporting, it doesn't register with me as this like horrific thing.
Yeah, it doesn't me either. It's kind of
But the one thing Cuomo has done is he makes a lot of enemies. Apparently, he fights and yells with people, you know. And that shit, when you do that shit, you're gonna have people who are gonna try to shit on you.
Unfortunately, he has a face that looks like he's like sexually harassing people. I mean, that's
looks like
problem.
A prick. Come on, he does.
He does. Yeah,
I think everyone needs to. I think what'll help everybody is if everyone realizes that people at the very top of things that have all this power, like. They're probably not going to be the best people, right? And they're probably not going to be the most honest. Like, let's get over it. It's like when people hold athletes to like this standard, like when baseball is getting busted for steroids. It's like, yeah, but if any other normal person said, hey, I know you're really good at whatever it may be, here's a pill or here's an injection that's going to make you the best at it and you're going to make the most money.
Yeah.
What fucking person in America is going to say no?
Yeah, no. Athletes aren't known to be very competitive. Also, I remember
that's
there
one
thing?
Example, but like it's just it's like no, I people know. Hold these people to this fucking moral high ground. It's like no, they're just people.
I know because he knows how to throw a ball. So like, remember there was one where like in the NFL they were like talking about these football players and they were kind of bullies in the locker room, and I'm like. Really? Some football players were bullies? Like, really, the people that in every high school movie are the biggest fucking bullies in the world? Like, that guy was kind of aggressive in the locker room?
Yeah, one of the most aggressive sports on planet Earth. You're telling me they were, like, those guys are fucking insane.
Right, he was a little, it's like I had a thing where, like, some woman married the WWE fighter, the UFC fighter, War Machine. And he ended up being like violent and I guess was like abusing her. And I was like, really though? I mean, like there weren't any red flags when you married War Machine. Like, his name is War Machine and his job is kicking people in the face. Like that guy turned out to be a little alpha when he got home.
Yeah, weird, right? Weird. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
All right. We should wrap this up.
Yeah, thanks guys. Thanks so much for coming back on.
Any plugs or anything like that?
Just Greg's butt.
One in his butt.
Oh, we said the same time. You were cute.
Gotcha.
All right. No, that's it. Thanks for having us, guys. We appreciate it. And you can follow me at Nick Scopes on Instagram, or you could follow me to my car. It's a 2013 Toyota Camry.
Okay, so everyone look out for that. Nick and Greg, thanks so much. Yeah, Mangina Dialogues. Sorry, I'm cutting you off over and over.
That's all right.
Don't worry about it.
Mangina Dialogues, and check out The Office and Sopranos.
Queen's Gambit.
And Queen's Gambit.
And these beautiful teeth on Eric's show flyer.
Yes, apparently...
All right. Rate and review this podcast and all that good stuff.
And we're on Patreon and give us money for saying things. We'll give us pictures. All right. Thanks a lot again, you guys. We really appreciate it. It was great to have you on again.
Thanks, guys.
Love you both.
Talk soon.
We love you guys.